What's that? No. I was pretty relaxed up on the blocks beforehand, and was really nervous up until that point, so I knew it was going to hurt tonight, so I'm just glad that I managed to get on the wall in second place, and I think I had a lot of nerves about making the team itself, and just to get that over with and brush that off my shoulders, I think I'm really excited to race for the 200 with a little less pressure. It's interesting. It's a different kind of nerves. It kind of turns into an expectation, and that's a whole new level of pressure. It's so much easier looking back 4 years ago when nobody knew my name. It was, you know, if you didn't make it, no big deal. But now it's, if I didn't make it, it would be, oh, why didn't you make it? Why didn't you make it? So really happy, really relieved, really happy for Bria also. Yeah, and I've talked to her a little bit before we raced, and you know, she wasn't expected to make it, and she, you know, she's been getting better and better, so I can't wait to see, you know, how far she's going to take it. I'm really sad about her, you know. I know she's going to do great in her freestyle events, and I hope she doesn't, you know, let this get the best of her, but she had a good race, and, you know, she's still a world-class breaststroker no matter what, and I'm sure if it was a 50, she would have kicked all her butts, so... yeah, I'm really happy for Bria, and I know that Hardy will still be on the team with me in London, so.
Thank you.